2 weeks ago, last time I was preaching, I talked about binning the concept of our superhero God, that God of righteousness that descends down on from a cloud in heaven to overthrow evil so that we can be saved. Now, James Finley, who's one of the people I quote often, says it so clearly when he says that God does nothing to lift a finger to save innocence from evil. That work, that arena of change is in our hands, in our hearts, our systems, and our sphere of influence. In the face of incredible injustice, it is very difficult to sing that hymn that we used to sing in the Abbey that I'm sure you know. Sent by the Lord on high, my hands are ready now to make the world a place in which the kingdom comes. It's got such a happy, vibrant feel. It doesn't feel right on Transgender Day of Remembrance. And instead, I hear you two singing Sunday, Bloody Sunday, echoing the Psalms. How long must I sing this song? How long? But Transgender Day of Remembrance begs this question of all of us. How then shall I live my life? And how I live my life as a transgender person suddenly becomes very important. And how you live your life as a supporter and ally of all those who are vulnerable and marginalized. How you live your life becomes very important. So I'm going to sing with you one of the songs that I wrote how many years ago? About 22 years ago, maybe, when I was going through my transition from female to male. This is called Funny Kind of Guy. It's actually also the name of a documentary that was made about my gender change that, if you want to watch that, see me looking really, really young, you're welcome to. How we live our lives is very important. I'm a funny kind of guy, and I'm a gentle kind of guy. You know, life is strange, and maybe I don't see things the same as you. Try not to judge, and you will find people have less to hide. And I'm a lonesome kind of guy, and I'm a lucky kind of guy. You know, life is strange, and maybe I don't see things the same as you. Try not to judge, and you will find people have less to hide. And I'm a curvy kind of guy. Yeah, I'm a dykey kind of guy. You know, life is strange, and maybe I don't see things the same as you. Try not to judge, and you might find people have less to hide. Be true to me. Be true and you might hear me. When I'm changing, when I change my sights. Cause I'm a funny kind of guy. course, when I wrote that, I had an alto voice and not a baritone voice. Martin Luther King gives us some guidance for today when he said, "Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Hate multiplies hate. Violence multiplies violence. Toughness multiplies toughness in a descending spiral of destruction." And Terry Lee Freeman, who is the president of the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, sums this up really well when she says, "So Dr. King reminds us that it is usually through love, actionable love, that we are able to make change. Let love define you. Let the vibrance and the beauty of those who were murdered be remembered and carried on. Yes, sometimes we need to be shocked into waking up, but that doesn't mean that we only see those who have died as victims. Let love define us. It is what brings us into the world, and from what I've seen on from being at people's bedsides when they were dying, it's also what's going to send us out. So in the face of cruelty and violence, let love define us. Be the change we wish to see in the world. And remember, there's a mystery far greater than we can conceptualize. Joanna Macy says, "The heart that breaks open can contain the whole universe." When we do this work of healing, of seeing, of witnessing, something much deeper is working with us. Now, rather than try and explain a mystery, because I can't explain the mystery of why Joanna Macy's words, "The hearts that break open can contain the whole universe," I'm just going to talk about small miracles. And I'm going to tell you about some of the small, tender miracles that accompanied me in my transition back in the year 2000 when I lived in Glasgow in Scotland. Now, I remember really clearly being very low down on society's hierarchy of who is important and who's not. And it was only 20 years ago that I began to take testosterone and look like Simon on the outside. I had to go through a 2-year real life test in a very violent city. And many, many everyday people who had nothing to do with the LGBT community kept me well and safe. They found me housing when I needed it. They moved my stuff when I became homeless. They wept beside me when I told them the situation of why I was becoming homeless, how my housemate, who was a friend, a lesbian woman, had just been fired as a teacher for being a lesbian, and she was really worried that having such an obvious queer person in her house would put the spotlight on her again. And these people who were just my community gathered around me, and they mothered me when my mother was not able to mother me. They listened patiently to the details of my story when I said them again and again and again, because I was just working out who I was as Simon. They didn't ever say, "You're behaving like a teenage boy right now." And they never said, "Hey, you're repeating yourself." They just shared compassion and kindness, and they helped me change my world from being what I believed was everybody rejected me. Everybody could potentially attack me, and I had to be on the defensive all the time, to a world in which people, random people who didn't even know me, cherished me and cared for me. And they'd never met a trans person before. They didn't know how to help me, but they did in their hearts. So I invite you to be bold and step forward when you encounter the transgender community, especially early stages trans people who are just beginning to work out who they are, because you can make the world of a difference, an ally, a safe person. And sometimes it involves taking a risk. I'm going to share one last story about, it's not mine, it's there was only one mentor I had, and he lived in England. He was a man called Stephen Whittle, and he had transitioned in the 70s, and I knew about him. I'd read his books. It was before YouTube, so I didn't know what he looked like. I just read his books, and one time I got to meet him, and he told this story of how when he went through his two-year real-life test, how hard it was. And at the end of that 2 years, he went to the psychiatrist and said, "Can I have my prescription for testosterone, please?" And the psychiatrist said, "No, I think what you're doing is against God and it's wrong. And I didn't believe that you would make it through the 2 years. I'm not prepared to give you your testosterone." And Stephen Whittle was devastated. He went home, and he decided on the way home that he was going to kill himself. And when he got to his house, his GP, his doctor, was sitting on the front steps, because that doctor had received a letter from the psychiatrist and he knew what was going to happen. And he went into the house and he gave Stephen his first injection. And Stephen was the only role model I had. And I'm sure that doctor did not know for sure that he was doing the right thing in 1970. And I urge us to be expansive and compassionate and doing all we can to support our vulnerable transgender community. Thank you for listening to me. I'm all emotional now. So this is a great time for me to invite Eve up. I don't know if Kathy, can you spotlight Eve and myself? Eve, can you unmute yourself?
I am unmuted.
Oh, great. I can't see you, so we'll need to
make that's all right. So we'll catch how I look later.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hello. And thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to church today.
Thank you for everything you just said, because that was so dear to my heart. And I thank the congregation for being a part of this, of taking this gift of the Transgender Day of Remembrance and making it part of your regular in a way that's, and Simon asked me.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you say that again to me?
Can I, you know, which part did I break up on, Simon?
You just said my name and I was like, oh, I don't know what she just said.
I'm so grateful to you. I'm so grateful to the congregation for being a part of this observance, taking this gift of the Transgender Day of Remembrance and making it part of your regular service. And Simon has asked me to read a poem, not a poem, part of a speech by Rabbi Reuben Zelman that he gave in 2006 called Twilight People. We offer a blessing for the twilight, for twilight is neither day nor night, but in between. We are all twilight people. We can never be fully labeled or defined. We are many identities and loves, many genders and none. We are in between roles, at the intersection of histories, of between place and place. We are crisscrossed paths of memory and destination, streaks of light swirled together. We are neither day nor night. We are both neither and all. May the sacred in between suspend our certainties, soften our judgments, and widen our vision. May this in-between light illuminate our way to the God who transcends all categories and definitions. May the in-between people who have come to pray be lifted up into this twilight. We cannot always define, we can always say a blessing. Blessed are you, God of all, who brings on the twilight.
Amen. Now, Eve, the first time I met you in person, I think we emailed once or twice, but the first time I met you in person was in Port Townsend at the QUF for the Transgender Day of Remembrance. I don't remember which year it was.
It was in 2016. It was on the 20th. It was a Sunday. I'm not always good at that, but I know because the Kitsap group had its transgender celebration observance on Saturday in Evergreen Park in Bremerton. And that was actually restricted to just trans people. And three of us read the sheets and sheets of names that we had for the list. And people, as they heard the names, became upset, were defensive, were angry, just distraught. And I had trouble with that because I have a really hard time seeing myself as a victim. And I think that being a victim, just as you were just saying, really only invites the other person to be a victim as well, either in support of you or to establish their own victimhood. And I came up to Port Townsend for that, and I saw that it was inside a church, that there were many people there who, there were trans people there, there were people of the Pride community there, but there were just people there, people of Port Townsend. And everyone who was willing took a name that was on an index card and came up and read the name. And as they read that name, it seemed that that name became a part of themselves. And you and I were on the stage. And I remember, and as everybody in this congregation knows, this is the kind of effect that just being around Simon can have, okay? I remember just turning to you and saying, I feel like I am welcoming the spirits of these people as we say their names. And you said, yes, of course. I just feel like saying, come on, welcome, Miranda. Come down, sit with us for a little bit. We're so glad that you're here. Mm-hmm. And this was so much of what I was looking for. That this is a welcoming, and that I've been incorporating that into everything I've done for this day, that this is a welcoming. We welcome the spirits of those who had so little welcome in their own lives. And you don't have to be trans to have little welcome in your own life. And every one of us knows people who have not been welcome in their own lives, either by their church, their family, society, or most of all themselves. So that's the day that I met you.
I'm beautiful. Now I want to show you something. It's just over here. And then one of the things you talked about, Eve, was the cards, the index cards that they give out. And yes. A practice I do is I would take that index card and I put it in my guitar case so that every time I would go somewhere to play and pray, I would see the card. And I would welcome that person again. And this year, there's no ready-made index card, so I made one. And somebody sent me this beautiful picture of a mother and a daughter.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And I wrote the name, actually, that I read, Daphine, who was 15, on the back. And this is going to sit in my guitar case, and she will be with me in prayer, and also for her family and for... Sarah is doing this. Thank you. I invite the congregation, if you would like a name to pray for throughout the year, email me. And you'll have to make your own cards. But put it somewhere that you will see it repeatedly throughout the year. It doesn't have to be all the time. Just throughout the year. So if you want to do that, let me know through email. Eve, thank you so much for coming up. I hope that you stick around for afterwards in case people want to ask you questions, because after church, I always have to run away, so I can't answer any of their questions.
I know, you're always on the run.
Yeah.
Man, okay. On the run.
Thank you, dear Eve.